for pastry. It is a pie crust, which is a pastry. And then you can use flour for donuts. I've made donuts, and then I've made the rings. And it's the beans.
Are there different names for different types of donuts?
Yes. There are the raised donuts where you use the yeast and they fill up and they are soft. Now I had donuts and coffee for breakfast this morning. That's the raised donuts. But now the homemade donut is different in a way that you can put a little nutmeg in it and make it, give it a little seasoning, and it's delicious. The homemade donut.
Okay, this is something else you might have for breakfast. You make up a batter and it fries 2 or 3 hours.
That's called, now you have 3 spoons there. Then after I tell you that, I'll tell you something else I thought of with the flour if it doesn't leave me. You have the flapjack, that's the old-fashioned name. Mm-hmm. Then you have the pancake. Then you have the, let's see, what's that pancake? I had them for breakfast yesterday morning. Hotcakes. That's right, it all depends on what section of the country you're in. People are imagining, now I don't know whether I'm just saying this, the further south you go, whether they would refer to these flapjacks or not. But you very seldom hear the word flapjacks. But I heard it on our radio here the other day, but I don't know who it was who sang the flapjacks. No, we didn't have them as children. We grew up on her own biscuits. My mother made biscuits every morning. And we would take biscuits. And sometimes meat, my daddy was, he was crazy about steak. And of course he raised his own hog and he had his home cured ham. But he had to have his pear preserves or his jelly or something like that in his lunch. And I couldn't stand them. I like soups like that. And but that's the way we had hot biscuits every morning. Steak and gravy, rice. You would have thought my daddy was a, he was a Chinese, a screw, that would eat rice every meal.
Yeah.
He liked his rice. But we still use rice quite a bit. But flour, there was something else I wanted to tell you about, just listen to that quickly. I think we were talking about flour.
Yeah.
Well, let me see, I can see the tree that's something really nice.
Okay, I'm back there too.
We're in the kitchen over the flour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you put in the
back
of the
fire? That's the log, the back log.
Okay. And the kind of wood that
you
use to start a fire?
That's the kiln.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the kiln?
When I was a child, they called it smut. And I do believe that still is acceptable in registers, which are, is soot. But I believe, some of these older terms are in register. But a lot of times, when I'm not too sure, I go back and read and see. But they call it soot.
Okay. And if something burns down completely, all that might be left would be what?
Ashes.
Okay. And if they were this color, you say that they were?
The white?
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Well, they have, that's the white ashes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you're sitting in, you call that a
chair?
Okay. And the thing that I'm sitting on?
That is a divan. I first thought it was a love seat, but it's just a little bit too long. I think it's a divan. It's not a couch.
Okay. What is it with this, okay, another sort of general name for couch is? Thing is, what it starts with an S.
Slipper?
Yeah. What's that the, like? Is that the time you couch it?
Sulfur. That's something that you
sit
on. Sulfur. That could be kind of sulfur. Okay, but this is more a special kind. Mm-hmm. I think that is a sulfur. I don't know.
Okay, now, something you
might
have in your bedroom
with doors in it
that you
could close in. Well, a chest of drawers. I have in my
bedroom,
it's too fancy, I don't know what it is. I have a dresser.
Does that have a mirror on it?
My dresser? Yes. And a dresser, and it has three drawers. It has two long drawers and then two small drawers at the top. Yes, it has a mirror.
Can you think of any old-fashioned ones for dresser drawers or dresser?
Bureau. We had a bureau. And my dear child, I wish I had it now. I don't know. I guess my mother threw it away. I don't know. It was her mother. But you know what's the difference between a bureau and a dresser, modern dresser? The bureau, it had, this is a little drawer up here, and it had it opened on this side, and a drawer here opened on this side, and in between was marble. And then up from the marble was a mirror, and then drawers below. I don't know whatever happened to that furniture. It was old, and I guess they just destroyed it. There's no value. People buy all of that stuff now. They can find it. That's what we had a bureau.
Okay, and let's see. All these tables and chairs and stuff and so forth, you just call that general name?
Just chairs. No, this would be an upholstery.
I'm going to say the general name. What you have in your house is your...